This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A Colorado raft maker has noticed recent challenges exporting products. Thor Tingey is CEO of Alpaca Rafts, which manufactures inflatable pack rafts in Mancos. Tingey says they're still selling internationally despite ongoing trade wars, but new policies are creating an administrative headache.
The bigger factor that we're seeing is on the custom side of things. We are already seeing shipments requiring a ton more documentation.
Tingey says they've been asked for more proof as to what tariff codes they're using when mailing products. Alpaca Rafts source more than 90% of their components from within the United States. Colorado Springs is reaffirming that it is not a sanctuary city, according to a resolution passed by City Council. It's the third time the council has voted to approve such a resolution in the last year and a half. The last vote took place 8 months ago. The resolution passed 7-2. Councillor Kimberly Gold, who represents Southeast Colorado Springs, voted against it.
What are we doing up here? Are we doing public service? Are we doing political theater? Because when we have conversations like this, it feels a whole lot like political theater, political pageantry over public service.
Supporters of the resolution say the city won't use public money on immigration and they welcome people who enter the country legally. Governor Polis signed a measure this week requiring the Denver area's Regional Transportation District to develop a 10-year plan to improve performance. The governor says the new law adds accountability that will bolster public confidence in RTD. This is CPR News.